We have as our guest today Chief Justice John Minton Jr. and the AOC Director Laurie Dudgeon, and the Administrative Office of the Courts is what she's in charge of, and they are they take care of all of the courtroom space in the local courthouses. And we're talking today about issues they have found during a on-site survey of the Crittenden County Courthouse. Chief Justice, if you wouldn't mind, what have you seen today that strikes you as important changes that need to be made?
Judge Williams has been asking me for some time to come and pay a visit. She said that her descriptions, and she's been very descriptive over the years in trying to explain to me the situation in Crittenden County. So we worked it out that we could come and pay a site visit here today. And we've gotten a tour from top to bottom, and of course there are lots of issues of concern to the county. I first of all want to compliment the county for the care that they obviously have taken to make sure that this building is as clean and usable as possible. And the county and the court system are to be commended here in Crittenden County for the attention they have paid and continue to pay to the public's property.
And Laurie, I know you're responsible for this particular space in the courthouse, and the concerns that are raised more frequently here are the accessibility, compliance with ADA requirements, as well as the security issues. And I know you've seen those today.
We have significant concerns, as Judge Williams had explained to us, and it always helps to see it in person. But there are significant issues that need to be addressed with respect to security in the facility and with respect to some ADA issues. A lot of, as the Chief Justice mentioned, the county has done an excellent job, and all the employees in the building have done an excellent job maintaining the facility. It's just a situation where whether or not the existing space is sufficient to meet the needs of the citizens of Crittenden County and your judiciary here. And then most importantly, looking into the future, the ability to continue to use this facility.
I know in October of 2011, we had a similar walkthrough with Judge Cunningham, who is also here today for this, and Donna Dixon, who's on the appellate court. And they agreed at that time, and I think they were going to recommend some changes be made to security. And you know, from our standpoint here, we really haven't seen anything since then. And I understand, we understand the financial condition of the state, and the chances of us getting a new judicial center, as some of the other counties have, is probably far fetched at this particular point. But what would be a timeline for getting some of these major issues looked at as far as security and ADA?
Well, I mean, I having seen this and having discussed the situation with Judge Williams, I have a better understanding. I know that when we leave today, we'll pretty quickly sit down with Vance Mitchell, our who's in charge of facilities for us, and we'll try to address these as soon as we possibly can. You mentioned the fact that we've been dealing with some pretty significant budgetary issues across the state, and that has included, of course, a hard look at our facilities budget and what's being spent on facilities. But even with that, we know that the compliance with the ADA security concerns, those have to be addressed, and they have to be a priority of ours. And so I'll say to you that this will be a priority for us to address these as quickly as we can.
At one time, Crittenden County was said to have been on a list, and this came from our judge executives and some of the other elected officials, that there was actually a list that existed somewhere. And I think we were number 3 at one point, and for some reason we got bumped down to 7. Does that list still exist, and are we on it?
Well, you know, you are on a list. Yeah. There have been lists made over the past, say, decade, as the court system has attempted to assess the areas of greatest need and address those. Those are addressed first by assessments by the court system, and then it's in the hands of the General Assembly, who then really prioritizes where it wants to spend the money. It's sort of been a joint effort between the court system and the General Assembly. Ultimately, though, the funds to do any of this has to be appropriated to us by the members of the General Assembly. So one of the things that I'm going to do when I leave here will be to have conversations with your legislative delegation to see how interested they are in making this a priority in Frankfort for the people who actually appropriate the money, and that would be the General Assembly.
We appreciate your time today, Chief Justice and Laurie Dudgeon with the AOC. Thank you for your time.
It's been our pleasure to be here. Thank you.